بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails to our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs with me, Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio, I have a guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom to answer today's question, Shaykh Ahmad Danish. Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh. Welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum. Thank you.
For today's episode, we want to talk about the Holy Quran, but the main question is, what was the main reason for the creation of the human being from the viewpoint of the Holy Quran? So how does the Holy Quran picture for us the creation of Adam, human being, Shaykh?
So Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We have various verses of the Holy Quran that pertain to this topic, and that point out the purpose of creation, and especially the creation of human beings from the perspective of the Holy Quran. So we have verse number 56 of Surah Zariyat, which says that وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ, that I did not create either the jinn or the ins, or the human beings and the jinn, but for the reason of worshipping me. إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. And so this is one of the verses of the Holy Quran, and the exegetes and the mufassirin have pointed out that the purpose of creation, as God is a perfect being,
right,
no purpose can be a purpose that satisfies or that pertains to making Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reach a higher perfection, right? So a higher perfection for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not possible to be foreseen or to be considered.
Of course, we must know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is perfect.
Allah subhanahu
wa ta'ala. So it might be, this ayah might be interpreted that this worshipping is a tool for the perfection of human being.
Yes.
Rather than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes. Yeah. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Hakim.
Yes.
He has a purpose for the creation. And one of the purposes that has been enumerated in this verse of the Holy Quran, verse 56 of Surah Zariyat, is that I created men and the jinn to worship.
Worship.
And so this worshipping is one of the purposes of creation that pertains to how human beings will fulfill themselves and will reach
again
perfection.
It does not mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala needs our worship.
Of course.
He is not in need of our worship. We are in need of worshipping Him, in fact. That's right. So, I mean, some might interpret it that what a boastful, arrogant God it is, in order to create jinn and ins, jinn and human being, to pray him or, for example, worship him or something like that. This is not so. That's it. So when we say this worshipping, I mean, what do you mean exactly? I mean, this ibadah, this ubudiyah, what do you mean exactly, Shaykh?
Right. And so here we see that the worship or worship of Allah in all aspects of our lives is required. So we are not saying that a person limits themselves only to prayers, but rather this worshipping means that they live their life and they lead their lives according to the tenets of the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because once we recognize that Allah is our Lord, He has sent us here for this purpose of worshipping Him, then it naturally follows and logically follows that all our life 24/7 has to be lived within the
framework,
boundaries and the framework that has been prescribed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so therefore we can say that this worship is more than the worship that we know, that praying five times a day, fasting in the month of Ramadan. That is, it pertains to every aspect of our lives.
That's right.
Every aspect of the of our lives has to be okay. dictated by the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Right. That's right.
And that is, we have to be completely in front of Allah subhanahu right. wa ta'ala, accept Him as our Lord, and mm-hmm. say that whatever you wish from my life, my life is here for you.
And for sure, we know that the history of the world, when I'm talking about the world, I mean the universe, the whole universe. It is not only Earth, can be divided into two important phases before and after the creation of Adam or human being, okay? Before that, so many animals, so many, we can say the planktons, the microbes, I don't know, viruses, everything, okay? Pieces of iron, pieces of magnesium, something like that, okay? Have lived all around the universe, okay, around the world. Still, we do not have knowledge about the other planets, what was happening over there. I mean, I'm really shocked when I take a look at these pictures sent by James Webb telescope, okay? So we are now, we as tiny as possible, an iota, okay, in the whole universe. So for sure, there must be a purpose behind the creation of human being for this world, providing everything for him on Earth.
Hmm.
Water, air, you know, order, yes. order of the moon, sun, clouds, everything, okay? Energy for a person to be born, to live, and to get to where? I mean, this is my major question. Where do you want to get to, Sheikh?
Yes, and so we see that we are such a tiny creature yeah. in this entire universe, and
right.
God has made us and given a purpose for us, that worshipping me is the purpose of your creation.
All right.
In another verse of the Holy Quran, that is Surah Hud, verse number 118 and 119, we have another thing that has been mentioned in the Holy Quran, and this is the purpose, that وَلَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّكَ لَجَعَلَ النَّاسَ أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً.
Mm-hmm.
If your God had willed, He could have made you one ummah or one nation.
All right.
وَلَا يَزَالُونَ مُخْتَلِفِينَ. But mm-hmm. God says that no, they will forever have differences of opinion amongst yes. themselves. إِلَّا مَنْ رَحِمَ رَبِّكَ.
Okay.
All, except for those who are enveloped in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or your Lord. وَلِذَٰلِكَ خَلَقَهُمْ.
Mm-hmm.
And God says that I have created you for this purpose, to
yes.
be enveloped in my mercy.
Mm-hmm.
That is, you are covered with the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
What and a good Lord it is.
Yeah.
To create human being, to be under his mercy. Okay,
yes.
this is good.
And so
okay.
this is another Quranic purpose that has been mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
That and it can, in a way, we could just say that worship could be a muqaddima or a prerequisite if a person channelizes their lives, if a person plans their lives
mm-hmm.
according to the commandments of Allah subhanahu
That's
wa
right.
ta'ala, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cover them.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is the prerequisite for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because God is Rahman and Rahim,
yes.
is the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Right.
So if we could plan our lives, if we could live our lives in such a way
That's
that
right.
We worshipping Allah 24/7,
mm-hmm.
we pay attention to what Allah wants from us, then the mercy will follow.
That's
and
right.
Will envelop us, inshallah.
Are there any other reasons, for example, like what the human beings are doing today? Consuming the resources of the world as much as possible, killing innocent people, okay? These are not the reasons mentioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the creation of human being, or killing the animals. I mean,
true.
Overeating, greed, I mean, obesity, something like that, okay? Something that we see nowadays, being after power, I don't know, oh, so many of the, can I say, the sins that the people commit today in today's world. So we are created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in order to get perfect. And this perfection might be a channel for us to get to where, Sheikh? I mean, this is my major question. Okay, we get perfect. We worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We benefit from the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt. So to get to where, brother?
Yes, and so this, I think, again, we could refer to another verse of the Holy Quran. So let me answer this question
mm-hmm.
by quoting another verse of Surah Al-Inshiqaq, verse number 6, which says that, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Ya ayyuhal insan, innaka kadihun ila rabbika kadhan famulaqi. That oh humans or oh man, you are innaka kadihun ila rabbika kadhan. That is, you are being taken towards your Lord in misery or in difficulties.
That's right.
That you are being forced towards something, and
that's right.
That is your Rabb, and okay. That is your Lord. But this movement towards your Lord is with difficulties, mm-hmm. with the pain, with the
hardships.
With hardships.
That's right.
And the final destination that you are going to is to meet your Lord.
فَمُلَاقِي mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
And so...
So this لَغَى Allah.
Yes.
Yeah,
this,
proximity
this,
to Allah
this
subhanahu wa
ta'ala. This journey towards your Lord mm-hmm. Is the final
destination.
And the final goal,
that's
inshallah.
Right.
When we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are enveloped in His mercy. But during this lifetime, we have to face difficulties.
All right.
As a result of which are a test or a tribulation, so that if we could pass those tests, we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of judgment in a matter that we are enveloped by His mercy.
That's right, inshallah. So the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and being, some people might say that, isn't it a futile, purposeless effort by God to create something to be kind to him or her as much as possible? I mean, isn't it a kind of futile effort by God? You create something in order to be kind to him. Why? What would be the main reason? I mean, because no one in the world must be kind to another one purposeless. I mean, what is the purpose behind that?
The purpose for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we consider is that God is the creator of everything, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so God, being a creator, has for example, when we say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created humanity, why would He create humanity, right?
All right.
So for example, if there's a painter, do we ask the painter that why do you paint, or why, what is the purpose of your painting? No. We don't ask a painter that why are you painting, right? Because a painter would naturally paint.
Paint, that's right.
So this Khalik, this Lord, is the creator. And we cannot say that why did you create? Because this is the creator. You don't ask a painter why do you paint. In the same way, the creator is not asked why do you create.
All right.
But the purpose, as far as we know, is that because God is perfect, and no benefit could accrue to him from creation.
Yes.
What the ulama and the scholars explain is that this attention towards himself, mm-hmm. this focusing his attention towards himself results
right.
in the creation of the beings.
That's right.
And the existence.
Okay.
And this focus on himself
yes.
is naturally
that's right.
going to result in
okay.
emanation or faiz, which is the cause for the
that's
creation
right.
of the universe.
And we know that human beings are known as Khalifatullah,
right.
the vicegerent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the best epitome, or as I can I say, the best actual manifestation of Allah's attribute on earth is human beings, and not the animals, not the plants, not the universe, not the minerals, no nothing.
Right.
Human beings, because they can take Allah's attributes and they can improve it in themselves.
Mm.
A person can be Kareem, a person can be Rahim, a person can be Rahman, okay? So
true.
You are taking Allah's attributes in yourself. You can be the best manifestation of Allah's, we can say, divine attributes on earth, okay? So as were the prophets, as were the Ahlul Bayt, as Imam al-Zaman is, okay? Imam al-Mahdi is the best manifestation. Thank you much, Sheikh Ahmad Danish.
Thank you.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. Please, for more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
لعلي وحسين وحسان إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن
وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن